Abenaki elder Jeannie Brink spent her adult life working to preserve Abenaki language, stories, and basket making. She died earlier this month at the age of 80. Vermont Public's Elodie Reed has this remembrance.
Jeannie Brink spent most of her years in Vermont's Washington County. She said she always knew she was Abenaki, but as she grew older, she worried about her family's traditions slipping away. Here she is speaking with Vermont Public Television in 2007.
We had all these baskets that were made by my grandmother and her sister, but they didn't teach my mother's generation. They didn't teach them the language, they didn't teach them basket making. They wanted them to be acculturated, to blend in with the rest of society.
So Brink became dedicated to preserving her culture. Among her many accomplishments was working with anthropologist Gordon Day on the first Abenaki to English and English to Abenaki dictionaries. Brink's grandson, Jared Piketty, says that was a special thing for his grandmother because Day had previously interviewed her relatives, the Obamsawins of Thompson's Point in Charlotte.
She kind of felt like it was full circle.
On a personal note, Piketty says Brink was the best blueberry pancake maker in the world. He says he made those pancakes in his grandmother's honor after she died. For Vermont Public, I'm Elodie Reed.